Exploring Desire and Madness. Audio Summary of Anti-Oedipus by Gillis Deluz. 1. What's Anti-Oedipus? Anti-Oedipus, co-written by Gillis Deluz and Felix Guattari, critiques traditional psychoanalysis, particularly Freudian concepts like the Oedipus complex, by advocating for a new understanding of desire as a productive and social force rather than a lack or repression. The book proposes that desire should not be confined within familial structures, but understood in relation to broader socio-political dynamics, highlighting the ways in which capitalism and social organization shape human experience. It emphasizes concepts such as schizoanalysis and the idea of desire as revolutionary, encouraging a break from conventional narratives about identity, subjectivity, and societal norms. 2. Key concepts of Anti-Oedipus. Anti-Oedipus by Gillis Deluz and Felix Guattari. The theme introduced in Chapter 1 revolves around the critique of traditional psychoanalysis and the exploration of desire as a production force. This theme resonates throughout several chapters, particularly in Chapter 2, Desiring Machines, which discusses the concept of desire as a constructive and transformative force rather than a lack or a symptom. Additionally, Chapter 3, The Body Without Organs, further explores the implications of desire and how it operates outside the confines of the Oedipal framework, proposing alternative ways of thinking about motivation and social organization. Together, these chapters reinforce the ideas established in the opening of the book regarding desire's revolutionary potential. 3. In-depth chapter analysis of Anti-Oedipus by Gillis Deluz. Anti-Oedipus. Gillis Deluz and Felix Guattari articulate their critique of traditional psychoanalysis and capitalist society through several key chapters that interlink concepts of desire, production, and social relations. Chapter 2, titled Desiring Production, introduces the idea that desire is not merely a lack, but a productive force that actively shapes reality. Deluz and Guattari argue that desire operates similarly to production in capitalism, emphasizing how social systems harness this desire to create and perpetuate power dynamics. This is exemplified through their discussion of the factory model of society, where desire becomes commodified and controlled by capitalism, thus limiting individual and collective potential. In Chapter 7, titled The Oedipus Complex and Psychoanalysis, the authors position the Oedipal model not as a universal truth of human psychology, but as a specific construct that serves socio-political interests. They critique how psychoanalysis tends to pathologize desire and restrict it within family dynamics, reinforcing oppressive structures in society. By contrasting this with the concept of schizoanalysis, Deluz and Guattari propose a liberatory approach wherein desire is free from familial ties and can proliferate across a multiplicity of connections. This chapter deepens the exploration of the theme of repression versus liberation, illustrating how countering traditional psychoanalytic narratives can pave the way for revolutionary potential in both individual and collective desires. 1. Listen Anti-Oedipus audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookied.app/audiobook/anti-oedipus. 2. By Anti-Oedipus at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=anti-oedipus. 3. By Anti-Oedipus at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=anti-oedipus_fc languages=n. 4. search anti-oedipus at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=anti-oedipus_offset=1.